You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, not much. TNT, do you know what today is?
Your birthday. I didn't get you anything.
It's the one-year anniversary of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You know that Tony song, Tony? Do you know what today is? It's the anniversary.
You have the voice of an angel.
I do.
Comment on that.
But it's the first anniversary.
Yeah.
They say the related gift for the first anniversary is paper. So what'd you get me made out of paper?
Well, the cable bill is due, if you want to pay that.
The Crazy Town Compound anniversary. Electric bill is due. I like it. So, what is some of the coolest things that you have ever seen made out of paper, or that you have ever been able to make out of paper?
I'm fond of money, I guess.
You haven't made that. Oh, yeah, well, but I mean, silence. We'll not talk about the money.
You're talking about the Crazy Town compound counterfeiting ring that we have.
Right.
It's alliteration.
I used to know how to make a paper gun.
Oh, okay.
Like, you take two pieces of paper and you could cock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super cool when I was like 8.
Do you remember the things you would have in high school, like the diamonds, and you put your fingers in them and then they would have numbers on them? You go like 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're like, all right, now pick a color, blue, and then you'd spell it out, BLUE, and then it'd say that fucking Stacy was a whore.
Yeah. Oh, man, Stacy was always the whore. I do. I remember those. I used to make them into like little Pac-Mans. Yeah. And you'd be like, meow, meow, meow. And you'd be like, oh, it's so big. And you open up, it's like mouth rips in half. And he like super exploded, imploded.
I wonder if kids still do that nowadays.
Oh, my God. They just look shit up on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, let's hit the number generator on this website. Oh, Stacy's a whore. Go figure.
I know us millennials, damn it.
I know. All right. Well, now that we've papered up the possibilities, enjoy the show, everybody. Hello, and welcome once again to the one-year anniversary episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT Dynamight. What's up, Jonas?
Oh, nothing, just celebrating 1 year of fucking Crazy Town craziness.
I know, it's our anniversary.
Do you know? I already did that in the opening. Yeah, so I'll stop it now.
I will use my
angelic voice to get back in. We do want to thank you all for listening. Of course, you need to follow us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod. You can also follow us at Crazy Town Media for the new gaming channel. If you don't follow either one of those or both by the end of my sentence, Grandma, we'll just cut your fucking leg off.
Grandma, I can't see.
Wait, what's that have to do with your leg?
I thought you said my lights.
She'll cut your lights off too, bro. She'll do both. And of course, the continuous cornucopia of continuousness.
Wow.
The crazytown.com.
And I'm the professional
is our
one.
Website. I'm the professional one.
Yeah, I can tell.
And of course, if you like audiobooks and you want a free trial and you want to help us out, audibletrial.com/crazytownpodcast. TNT.
Yo.
It's 1 year.
I know.
So we've been, I've been working on it a little longer, but 1 year that there's been episodes for the public to listen to of this monstrosity we call a podcast.
It's cool. I go by the Mayan calendar anyway, so it's been a year for me too.
All right. Fair enough. And don't forget, as always, send in your emails, tweets, questions, crazytownpodcast@gmail.com, or hit us up on Twitter. You can also call us on the Rant and Rave voicemail line.
Yeah.
512-TAX-1-NIP. I love nipples.
And I hate taxes.
I hate taxes, too. So, hey. It kind of works out great. 512-829-1647. So, about 15 months ago, man, I started planning this podcast. And then it came to fruition 12 months ago.
Yeah, this is your baby.
Yeah, and some people listen.
couple people listen. Couple,
few, yeah. Six, seven.
I can't believe it either.
We love you for listening, but I don't know. You know, it's pretty awesome that you do listen. So let me ask you a question, man. What was your, not story, but what was your favorite part of being part of this podcast over this past year?
Every time that we get behind these microphones and I get to gaze into your eyes. No.
You've only been gazing in my eyes like 2 weeks and like a year ago. We were on location for a long time.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. Are you going to ask me what sticks out to me the most?
What sticks out? If you had to pick something about the last year that sticks out about this podcast, what is it?
Well, look, I will have to say is that the fucking dolphin lady story still haunts my nightmares to this day.
Does it?
I wake up in a cold sweat at least once a week.
Dude, I was going to get into your favorite story here in a minute. Oh, well, that's also my favorite story, the dolphin whisper. If you have not heard episode 10, it's only one story. It's about a lady who tried to teach dolphins English in the 60s. It is insane.
No, it's not my favorite story. It literally gives me night terrors.
Oh.
It's not my favorite.
I got you. What was your favorite story then that we talked about?
I like the one with the bridesmaid.
The crazy bridesmaid where she hit the guy with the car and stole his keys. Yeah.
And the
like
unlucky people, the lightning strike guy, that was pretty cool.
So, yeah. The unlucky names, BJ Kopelnick. Call me Bill Joe Kopelnick. Yeah, that's a little flashback. Episode 13. And the bridesmaid was on 16 or 15, 16, I think. Maybe 15. I don't know. I can't keep them straight anymore. So, but other than stories, anything from doing the podcast, have you anything you want to talk about that's happened because you do the podcast that anything?
Well, besides the, the large checks in that Lamborghini you see right outside the, crazy town compound. I don't know, man. It's a fun experience. It's just sitting, talking to a good buddy and fucking drinking, talking. It's fun. It's enjoyable experience all around.
Yeah, man. I think my favorite part was all the people that I've met and talked to through the podcast. I mean, we got interviews. We did Kyra Kane and Shay Thomas.
Oh,
awesome interviews. Mm. Awesome people. Video K Cutta from Ink Master. Mm. Talked to him.
Spilled the tea.
He spilled some hot takes.
TMZ, get at me.
And of course, Dr. Youngblood, international gold miner.
He may be my favorite, actually.
I fucking love talking to that guy. Yeah. We need to get him on again. We had like 2 hours from the first episode. It'll be like an anthology before we know it. Right? So also, I do have some surprises. 1 year episode, we're doing some callbacks, man. So Super Peepee Time guys are going to join us today.
Okay. All right.
I haven't met them yet. That was without you. Chachmeyer. Yeah, he's stopping by.
I know him. He's stopping by
to do a little bit of stuff. And, I hadn't told you this yet, but you know how you had a little rivalry with Melody Pang about Are You Urban?
I'm sorry. I don't remember insignificant flies that I squashed with my urban hand.
Well, the number 3 return Thrilla Manila contest happens after this segment.
Oh, yeah,
well, she's calling in.
Yeah. All right, bring it on. I'm not, whatever. Surprise me.
Bring it on. I do want to give a shout out to the Beardy Five guys. They were going to come on today. We had a scheduling conflict. Best of luck. They will be back on soon. We're going to do a whole guest episode with them.
Papa bless.
So is there anything that you learned about podcasting over the last year that you had no idea before you started?
I did not know that the millions would start coming in so fast. It's too much money, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I Scrooge McDuck it. I like go swimming in gold battalions. That's even the wrong.
The balloons.
battalions aren't things. But you know what, dude? I think I learned? 2 things.
What's that?
One, I think podcasting is my passion. I enjoy it. Yeah. Something I found out.
Yeah.
Podcasting isn't fucking easy, dude. No. It's a lot of fucking work goes into this podcast, man. Yeah. Editing,
that's
marketing, Twitter, social media. If you're not good with planning and time management, you're fucking, it's over.
You should hire somebody to do that.
Yeah, with all that podcast money. I should just hire someone because I definitely can't
If, don't buy the new Mercedes this month.
Pay someone to run our social media. Editor, if anybody out there wants to help out the social media on the podcast, hit me up. Yeah, CrazyTownPodcast@gmail.com. I probably can't pay you, just to be honest. but if you want to help, you reach out. We'll see what we can do. So I guess it wouldn't be an official episode if we didn't have you drop some knowledge on these hoes. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I can drop a little bit here.
All right. What's your special 1 year anniversary edition word? What is it?
Oh, it's like, it's not like.
It's not that great.
No, like super. It's Mercurial.
Mercurial. Can you spell that for us?
Yes. Mercurial.
Oh, wow. Mercurial. Now you're going to have Google talk them to us. Well, I
don't know if I'm saying it right. But it is a person. Subject to sudden, unpredictable changes of mood or mind, which means is that they go from like high points to low points really quickly.
Isn't that bipolar?
Yes, but without the
negative
disorder.
Connotations.
Yeah, okay. Without the disorder.
Wait, so people who just don't have a disorder and do it for fun?
No, not necessarily.
They're just like, oh, God, I'm so happy. Oh, my God. I'm so
I don't want to come across sexist, but I would think, like, my ex-girlfriend was pretty mercurial.
Was she bipolar and didn't know
she
it?
She was not bipolar. She was a lovely young lady. It just didn't work
she out. She just had some highs and lows.
Yeah, one second she'd be mad, and then, you know, certain things can just turn people.
You know, I've had that happen with women in the past.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it happens. I've had guys that I know that do the same shit. All of a sudden, they're all fucking butthurt.
I live with one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where fucking Tito Jackson's standing right now. So can you use that word in a sentence?
Sure. Sure.
Come on, journalistic integrity. You should have this shit ready to go.
You're not wrong. I smacked
Jesus Christ.
Jonas was in a good mood, and then I smacked his ass, and he changed his whole demeanor. He's so mercurial.
Wow, that was the worst one you've had of all of them.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't want to make a dick
so
joke.
So slapping my ass turned me mercurial.
No,
Wouldn't that be like a reasonable reason to be upset?
I don't think mercurial works like
How
that.
How about my boss is mercurial as fuck? I want to stab her because she constantly tells me things and then changes her mind and yells at me.
Look, and then you go straight to the violence against women. This is exactly why.
My true color is shining through.
Do you understand?
I'm kidding. I don't even have a female boss.
Are you saying that you couldn't have a female?
No, I'm not. I feel that the gender gap needs some work.
I'm glad you're making steps to being more progressive.
I am. Good. I'm a very progressive person. I want everyone to make the same amount of money, including me. I want me to make the same amount of money as Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. I'll take some Tom Brady money, some David Beckham money.
Oh, wow.
David Beckham.
I want Oprah money.
Do you?
I want.
See, Oprah. They say there's a gender gap, but Oprah makes some big ass money.
Yeah, she makes Bill Gates look broke.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either. She makes me look broke.
What's the guy from Amazon who's now the richest man in history?
Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. His sweat into the oldies tapes got fucking mad play.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
Do you remember fucking, isn't it Jeff something? Jeff
Sessions.
No, that's the guy from the Beauregard. He's the guy who did the pot thing.
I know who you're talking about. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Because he owns Twitch. I'm a nerd.
He owns Amazon too.
Yeah.
And
Amazon.
A little bigger than Twitch.
Well, I mean, come on, I'm a nerd.
There's a picture of him from 1997 in an office, and it has like is like a fucking jank ass desk and like Amazon spray painted on the wall, and it was like, just to think. You could once be the man who was the biggest man in the history of riches. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's literally Scrooge McDuck.
Literally Scrooge McDuck.
I mean, he's not a duck. His name's not Scrooge.
No, I'm sure he wears pants too.
I wonder if he has a, he does go without pants, doesn't he? Jesus. All right. Enough poppycacking around. We are going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to play Are You Urban with Miss Melody Pang. Chachi's gonna be here. We're gonna talk about dad jokes.
Joni and Chachi connection.
We got a fucking cow story fucking for the super peepee time, guys.
A cow story.
Yeah, okay. A fucking cow that ran away from a certain instance that I won't speak about.
Give away
right
too
now.
Much.
Yeah, he's just the cow ran away.
Let's give him a taste.
Ooh, nah. So, anyways, we will be right back with all that shit on the 1 year anniversary of the Crazy Town podcast.
Where am I?
And welcome back to the anniversary show of the Crazy Town podcast with Jonas, TNT Dynamite, and we now have joining us once again, Miss Melody Pang.
Woo!
Go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hi, guys. I'm excited to be back.
We are always excited to have you on the show as well. Do you want to tell everybody out there where they can find you on the interwebs if they want to book you for some things or just check out what you've done previously?
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty active on Twitter. I'd say that's my media of choice. You can follow me at mpang11 and also on my website at www.melodypang.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, are you guys ready to do this? Are you urban? Third time's a charm, Thrilla in Manila battle or what?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little nervous, but I, I'm fine.
You're fine.
I've been working in the gym a little bit.
You've been the RU Urban gym, getting
doing my antidote push-ups and.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, since you currently TNT are the champion, Melanie, I will let you choose a number between 1 and 10 first, and see, and then I'll let him pick whoever's closest to go get to pick if they go first or second.
All right. Are these whole numbers?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, every decimal from 1 to a million. Go. No. 1 to 10.
8.
8?
I choose pi.
Okay. Well, the real number was 3, so you're closest with pi.
Hell yeah!
And then, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go second.
Okay. All right. So, for everyone out there who hasn't listened and heard Are You Urban before, which, come on, is nobody. Everyone knows how this works. Basically, it is an Are You Urban. Are You Urban is an urban dictionary-based game. I will give the players either a word or give them the definition, and they have to give me the answer or the word. The first person gets 1 point. If they miss it, the second person gets 2 points. If nobody gets it, I give 1 pity point. And that is just so somebody gets a score. And Melody, are you ready to go first?
I guess so.
All right. This first word was submitted to Are You Urban or to Urban Dictionary on February 18th, 2005 by Frelly.
Of course, Frelly.
Frelly.
Yeah. The word is, what is dogging?
Dogging.
Wow. She doesn't know this.
Shoot. I have like a couple that I could. Oh, man.
And I do have a sentence here if you'd like me to use it in a sentence from Frelly.
I was to ask for that. Why are you soliciting information? This is tilted.
Can I have a sentence?
This is bullshit.
The sentence is, I went dogging last night at the local park. It was a jolly good fun.
Oh, wow. That is not at all what I thought it was going to be. Shoot.
Okay, well, let's see.
Doggy.
This is terrible.
I don't know. She went, she was walking her dog.
Walking the dog. That is not correct. Where's the buzzer, TNT? Are you on top of shit?
Oh, you're right, man. I don't have to. And you're wrong.
His your professionalism is so low.
Dude, I just woke up, too, all right? So, look. So, I'm guessing it comes to me next, huh?
It does come to you. Are you going to steal?
All right, look. This is just going to illuminate my deviant nature a little bit more here. But dogging is, it's a British sex act in which a girl inside of her car pleasures groups of men.
What?
Wow.
That's what it is.
I can't give it to you, but I'm going to give you the pity point. So I'll give you 1 instead of 2. What Frelly says, It's where people meet up in car parks and watch each other have sex. Sometimes other people join in, but it's mainly about watching and getting off.
You got to step your Pornhub game up a little, Melody, if you want to compete with me with the deviant terms.
Wow.
I've seen some dogging videos in my life.
Oh my God. Wait, they have videos of people watching other people in cars? Man. I guess they probably have everything on the internet. So
exactly.
Okay. All right. TNT, your word. What? This was submitted on May 29th, 2016 by Mendu with like four O's.
Okay. Yeah. If it was three O's, I know that guy.
Yeah, right. Four, right. The four O's. Yeah, right. All right. Mm. What is before face?
Before face?
Before face.
Before face is the face that a person has prior to the surprise.
Close but no cigar.
All right, I'll give myself the buzzer.
All right, Melody?
I think before face is your face before you go out on a Saturday night and get completely wasted.
No, that is not correct either. It is actually the face you make right before you bust.
I should have known that.
So it's right before the O face is the before face.
Yeah, I should have known that. All right, that before face is ugly too. That's an ugly face.
You were closest, so I'll give you the pity point just because you were closest.
A pretty face.
These words are so dirty. I'm sensing a theme.
No. They're not all dirty. They just started that way, I guess. I randomized them.
Jonas hasn't been getting any lately.
This one, I'm giving you the definition, and you have to give me what it is. It was submitted by Flowers in Midgar, October 24th, 2006. The definition is the sphincter of the internet where integrity goes to die.
Wikipedia.
Oh, no, that's not correct.
Damn.
TNT, you got one?
Dude, is it the dark web or the deep web? Because that's where I would think it would be.
The answer that Flowers in Midgar gave was 4chan.
4chan!
Which we've talked about on the show before. Melody, have you ever heard of 4chan?
Fortune?
4chan. It's the number 4, C-H-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is definitely where integrity goes to die. That's absolutely correct. I mean, I guess I'll have to give the pity point to the dark web. I can't give it to Wikipedia. Oh,
man, that's awful. Yeah, Wikipedia.
Three pity points, guys. I'll you gotta take step it. Your,
I know, I'm trying.
Step your RU Urban game up.
All right, Melody, shake the dust off.
All right, TNT.
I don't want you to make this too easy on me.
TNT, this word was submitted on June 18th, 2003 by None Ya Business.
Oh, that guy.
Yes. Yeah, he's my favorite. He's absolutely my favorite.
Floridian.
The definition is a whole lot of Chusets.
A whole lot of Chusets.
Yes.
Matt, can I have the country of origin?
It's American.
Is it Massachusetts?
It actually is Massachusetts.
God damn it, that was the only one.
I fucking did not think either of you guys would get that.
How would you not? It's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, come on. All right,
Melody.
I thought that was clever, so I threw it in there. All right, Melody. You're falling behind. I think playing first thing in the morning kinda.
No, it's luck of the draw.
It's luck of the draw, is it? All right, you ready, Melody?
I think so.
This was submitted July 15th, 2004 by Corinna. The word is gloopy.
Oh my God, dude.
Gloopy?
Gloopy. G-L-O-O-P-Y.
Man, I actually thought gloopy was an actual word. Is it just, oh my God. The context of this entire thing, I feel like it's something incredibly dirty that is I'm just an, like.
Yeah, is this another porn word?
Everything is a porn word. Get your mind out of the gutter, TNT.
You're the one with the whole damn segment's been in the gutter with what you've been giving us.
Except for Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Which I totally
got. That was just a dad joke.
A dad joke mixed into RU Urban? Yeah.
I think gloopy is just a description for a gooey, clear liquid.
I'll go ahead and give it to you. The definition is a thick, gooey, liquid-like substance. Oh, wow. So it's close. Yeah. You left the thick part out, but yes, yeah. All right, I'll give that one to you.
That's what she said.
Wait, does that even fit?
I don't know. She left the thick part out.
It may or may not fit. All right, TNT.
Yeah.
This one is a word, and you have to give me the definition. It was submitted by Fuzzy BB on July 19th, 2009.
Fuzzy BB.
Yes, you know they are classy if they're a Fuzzy BB. What is pointy elbows?
I don't like the way you laughed like you knew what this was. There, Melody. What is pointy elbows? What part of speech is this? Is this a noun, a verb?
Am I allowed to ask that? I feel like I am. It's an adjective.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Can I have a country of origin?
It's American. They all are, as always.
Oh, I don't know. You ask that every time. Dogging is definitely European. Pointy elbows is when you have elbows that are pointy, like acute elbows.
Fucking double buzzer you on that shit. Give it twice.
Well, fine, look. There's one.
Do it again.
I will. Hold on. It takes a second.
So your answer to pointy elbows is when you have pointy elbows.
I don't even look!
Fair enough.
You come up with something. I'm on the spot here.
All right. Melody?
Oh my gosh. I actually hoped he was right because I don't have any idea.
All right. Gotta get something.
She's got it. She's
throw
got
something
it.
Out there. There's a pity point up for stake here.
She's got it.
Are we allowed to ask for it in a sentence or no?
Yeah, there's a sentence here.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
It says, guy one, dude, I would so hit Jessica Alba multiple times until she cried for mercy. Guy two, meh, she has pointy elbows.
I feel like that's helpful, but I don't know what that means even still.
Man, she has a sexy bod.
That's not right, but I'll give you the pity point because you just didn't say the same word.
Is this a nipple joke?
No, it says a stock reply to the question of whether a woman is hot. The guy is either being sarcastic or homosexual.
Oh, I get it.
Do you like Jessica Alba? Nah, she has pointy elbows. Kind of like, I don't know, it's fucking...
Oh.
Like, you don't know if they're, like, attractive or not. Yeah, I don't...
It's
I mean,
like saying she's a fox, but, you're like, she's pointy. She has some pointy elbows.
That girl got some pointy elbows.
All right. Good job. By the way, here's your buzzer because I forgot to give it to you earlier.
Oh, there you go. Way to keep on track.
Well, you know, I've been drinking.
All right. Got to start drinking early in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. This is a phrase, and you have to give me the word.
All right.
This is for Melody. You go second.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Melody, this was submitted to Urban Dictionary by Will C. on December 12th, 2003. So it's pushing 15 years old.
Wow.
A phrase used to describe the act of two holes or openings pounding or touching each
other. Dude, this whole segment has been pornographic.
I could put my hand two circles and put them together.
We have hit so many fetishes. Pointy elbows, fucking part sex. Just
part sex. Part sex. Oh, I got you.
And now we're talking about two apertures grinding.
This isn't.
Let her answer a question.
Wow.
Don't help
He's
her.
Trying to throw you off, Mel. He's trying her. To keep you off your game.
I'm more just surprised with you.
I'm kind of... Can you repeat that? It was two holes touching each other?
A phrase used to describe the act of two holes or openings pounding or touching each other.
Jesus. This is what we become.
This is what we've become. This is what we've come to. We've been brought down to this.
Or opening, grinding or touching each other. Wait, it was grinding or touching each other. Right?
Pounding or touching.
Yeah. It's a little bit more visceral.
Will C didn't mention grinding. I guess maybe it would fit in there.
Two whole pounding.
Yeah, the P word. There's a little bit of there's a little anger on their faces while it's happening.
And it's two words.
It's a phrase, yeah. I'll give you guys that.
Double dong.
That's not correct, but I do like where you were going.
How was that double dong?
TNT, can you steal it?
Hell no, I can't steal it, dude. What you got? Well, see, my mind is thinking tribbing, but I know that's not it. Because you said it's not pornographic. Can I have it used in a sentence?
Ellen DeGeneres enjoys blank.
Oh my god.
That's what Will C put down. Oh wait.
Hey. Can I change my answer?
Please do.
I'll give you a reprise. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not
mad at that. No, that's cheating. No, I don't want to. No. TNT has to go first. I'll go.
All right. Yeah, you can throw it out after he's done. What do you got?
Dude, is it tripping?
It's not tripping.
It's not tripping. All right, because I would think that's something you would do. You what guys your, at home look that up.
What's your backup answer?
Is it scissoring?
No.
That's what.
I'm gonna give the double dong the.
Yeah, she earned it with that. All right,
she's only down by 1 point. She's coming back. The answer is bumping donuts.
Oh my gosh, nobody says that.
It was from 2003, Melody. It's 15 years old.
Bumping
donuts. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life.
Bumping donuts.
Don't shake your head, TNT.
I am shaking my head.
Don't worry about that. You ready for your word?
I'm as ready as I can be at this point in time, Jonas.
All right, this one was submitted by Roro Dlam on... June 1st, 2004.
This will be the last episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. Roro Dlam.
Yeah.
Has ended the season.
Yeah, right. No shit. The walk across campus in the same clothes as yesterday.
Oh, come on.
She knows it.
You don't know this?
Is it the walk of shame?
It is the walk
of shame. Okay, sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. I seriously had a heart attack. I was like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Woo!
Holy cock.
Wow. Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Sweet Jesus Pecker. All right.
glad you came through in the clutch on that one. All right, Melody. You still have a chance. Oh, it's 5-3 with two words left.
I want an easy one.
Please.
I don't think either one left is easy. This is just a word, though. You give me the definition. What is splunge?
Oh, my God. Dude, you just make, like, these guttural noises. The next time is just going to be, what is... And I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is that?
This was submitted by Elsie on May 15th, 2004.
Oh, God.
Splunge.
Could I get it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Larry says, right now, I want your opinion of my idea. Second person. Splunge.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't create these words. We give credit where credit's due on the Crazy Town Podcast.
The next word is going to be him destroying a keyboard up against the wall. He's going to be like, what's this?
TNT, what is?
Exactly.
Splunge means to spill, to open up. To speak your mind.
That was awfully wholesome.
That was very wholesome, Melody. That is not the correct answer.
It made me feel warm inside.
Where's the buzzer?
Oh, wasn't the right answer?
Your journalistic integrity is...
I didn't know it wasn't the wrong answer.
I said it was the wrong answer. Oh,
well, now I know.
Now you know. Knowing's half the battle.
Dude, let's just buzz me now, because...
Well, you got to throw something out there.
All right, give me the part of speech. It's an exclamation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It would be.
I'm an exclaimer.
Splunge is like an excited way of showing positivity, like a verbal thumbs up. Yeah, girl, Splunge.
That was pretty wholesome too.
You guys, I know this is like Are You Urban? You guys are like children's books.
I feel like we've had enough debauchery in the first half.
Yeah. That's incorrect as well.
Oh shit! See, I said this.
So you said it was a positive exclamation, and what did you say, Melody? It was what? It was a positive exclamation.
No, she said what?
Like, oh, open up. Go ahead. Spill.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
It means it's a great idea, but possibly not, and I'm being indecisive. So basically, it's just something to throw out when you don't want to give your opinion.
So it's like...
The guy goes, I want your opinion of my idea, and the person goes, Splunge!
Basically, it's a response when you have nothing to say.
We are not going to make Splunge catch on. We're not going to have that happen.
I mean, it's 14 years old, man. It was hot in the streets in 04.
It was never hot in the streets.
How would you know? You weren't even being hot in the streets in 04.
That's true. I wasn't alive.
Yes, you weren't alive in 04.
True millennial.
You realize you'd be a teenager in high school
What's the next word, Jonas?
God, who the fuck do I give the pity? I don't even know if, like, those
are both
like,
were terrible. Give it to yourself.
Jonas has one pity point for giving the word.
There you go. Wow. Look at you on the board.
All right. Woo! All right.
You're on the board.
Last word, TNT. All
right.
What is... Okay. This was submitted by Without a Martyr. You know it's serious.
Did he spell it right, at least?
M-A-R-T-Y-R? Yeah, yes, that's right.
All right. Beautiful.
It was November 11, 2006. What is andorexia? No, I'm sorry. Adorexia. There's no N. A-D-O-R-E-X-I-A.
Adorexia.
Adorexia.
Can I have it used in a sentence?
I'm trying to think if I can use this sentence because it kind of gives away.
All right. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I surely don't know
ahead of time.
It gives away the word. I can't.
Any inkling that.
Yeah,
I
he definitely has idea. No fucking inkling when these words are coming up.
He hides them from me.
I keep them in a locked box.
Adorexia. Adorexia.
Yeah.
Well, see, being in the medical field, I know what the exia suffix means.
Yeah, and you know it's so technical because it's Urban Dictionary. Everybody uses suffixes properly.
I think it is. That long period of time that you have without a girlfriend or receiving physical congenial visitation from a significant other or anybody else.
What is that? Why is your phone talking? Why is your phone on, Journalistic Integrity?
I didn't say.
Theory?
He okay Googled it.
I didn't okay Google, but yeah, is that right?
Like, no, that is
long term.
Long term, like alone? No, that is incorrect. All right, Melody, can you get the steal?
Maybe.
If you get the correct answer, you'll tie. But if you only settle for a pity point, you'll still be down by one. You have to get the correct answer.
Gosh, no pressure.
No pressure at all.
Hmm. Adorexia.
No. Say it right for
Adorexia. There's no N.
It's adorexia?
A-D-O-R.
Adorexia.
Adorexia, yeah. However you want to pronounce it, man. Adorexia.
I thought it was like adore, to adore somebody. Exia.
It is. A-D-O-R-E-X-I-A.
All right, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Melody, what you got? I'm actually pulling for you, Mel.
Are you? You want to go to Throw a Manila Overtime?
Dude, I like Melody. I want to have her on again. I want to she's a fucking competitor.
We'll have her on again. Even if I'll do a whole show, man.
I'm going to have her on again.
Oh, you're just talking her up right now?
I honestly have no idea. Adorexia. I think it's when someone is into super petite girls who are really, really tiny.
That's a good guess. And I will give you the pity point for that.
That was close.
But that is not, no, it's not even close.
Oh, it's not even close.
No, Anorexia, according to Without a Martyr, is a condition characterized by freedom from worry.
What?
So basically carefree, no worries. It's anorexia. I have no idea where this motherfucker even made this word up at. It may be a real...
You're getting your buzzer late, but it's happening.
Wow. TNT, you won the thrill in Manila 5-4, and Jonas had a point.
Yeah, good. They gave a ref a point. I don't know how that happened, honestly.
Well, I mean, Melody, let me ask you this. You'll come back on again and play Are You Urban Down the Road, will you?
Yeah, I'd love to. I feel like I need to, like, brush up on my porn beforehand, though.
right. You got to sit around and study.
We're going to have a long talk, Melody, after this after this segment.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an entire show again. So Melody, we've made it a year on the podcast, and so we're just we're revisiting everyone. Did you have a special moment from? I'm just kidding. I'm just being a dick. So, but we do want to thank you for being part of our first year of our podcast.
Yeah, thanks
a lot. And we do want to invite you back again. Do you want to tell everybody again where they can find you and everything before we let you go? So that way, if they were impressed by your Are You Urban skills, they can get you on a game show or something.
Just for the record, my Are You Urban skills are usually better. But yeah, you can find me online on Twitter at mpang11 and on my website at www.melodypang.com.
Awesome.
Wonderfully talented, beautiful, vivacious, intelligent, metadiddly Pang.
Wow. Did you just call her metadiddly Pang?
Oh my gosh, people butcher my name all the time. I'm like, a word in the English language. Why?
Right, yeah, it's not a challenging name, really.
It doesn't, you know, roll it off the tongue wrong. Right?
Metadiddly Pang. Wow, how did you fucking manage to do that?
That's her new name now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much, Melody, and we hope to have you on again, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
This is Adam from the Odd Dad Out Podcast, and in case you forgot, we're both listening to the Crazy Town Podcast.
And welcome back to the Crazy Town one-year anniversary special super show spectacular orgy. This is Jonas, the host, with TNT Dynamite, my co-host, and joining us now, once again, making his sixth appearance on the Crazy Town podcast.
That many?
Schotchmeyer. Say hello to everybody out there.
What's up? I am back.
He is. He's back again.
This orgy is a sausage fest.
Damn it.
I'm gonna opt out, I think.
We're opting out of the orgy today. All right, guys. I think I'm going to get into some dad jokes. How do you guys feel about dad jokes?
Corny?
Yeah, they're corny.
I'm
into them.
Some of them make you laugh, though, right?
Let's go. Let's see what you do.
They will make you laugh, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they're corny.
Yeah. Right. I saw something on it. It was clean, short, clean jokes that actually make you chuckle. So I'm going to give my all-time favorite terrible joke first. Ham sandwich walks into a bar.
I already know this one.
He asks the bartender, "Do you serve food here?" The bartender says no, so the ham sandwich leaves. That's it. It's clever, because you have to think about it. I hear the disgust.
I heard it a little differently, but that is essentially
the disgust
the same
in your voice,
TNT. That's the thing about dad jokes. Some of them you have to think about, and other ones you know right where they're going with this, and you're just kind of like, ah. Oh.
Right. Some of them make you want to cut your head off before they even finish the joke, and the others you just have to think about for a minute. There's a difference between, like, smart dad jokes and just, like, bad dad jokes, right?
Yes.
TNT, you got a good dad joke for us?
I do.
Okay. Here we go.
What is the difference between a lobster with a boob job? And an old bus stop.
I don't know. What is it?
One is a busty crustacean, and the other is a rusty bus station. Like, look, I'm not even amused that I told it.
I'm not. That was a very in-depth dad joke.
I know. That was like a real smart one. People who don't know what like busty crustaceans are will be like, oh my God. All right. So you guys have heard of Murphy's Law, right?
No. Like Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Eddie Murphy's Law.
Eddie Murphy's Law. Yeah, yeah. Charlie Murphy's Law. It's, you know, what can go wrong will go wrong.
Okay, yeah. Rest in peace.
What about, what about Cole's Law?
Coleslaw?
Coleslaw, thin sliced cabbage dripped in mayo and sour cream.
It's stupid.
I get it. It's stupid, he says.
No, it's fine, dude. I like it. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It usually, like, you guys are supposed to, like, play along. Like, you guys didn't do your part. You're supposed to go, oh, I know Murphy's Law. That's like, you know.
I don't know what Murphy's Law is.
Oh, wow.
I really didn't.
It's instead, we just made a joke about it.
Right.
All
right.
I'll try to let you set it up better in the future.
That's all right. What happened to the man running in front of a car?
I don't know what happened to the man running in front of the car, Jonas.
He got tired.
That was beautiful.
And to follow that up, what happened to the man running behind the car?
I don't know, Jonas. He got exhausted.
He got exhausted. Oh, Jesus, fire is so terrible.
What did the car say to the tire?
What did it say?
Thanks for keeping it wheel.
Why are these so bad?
They're terrible.
They're so good. I heard this one last night. Why do Swedish boats have barcodes?
I don't know. God,
so they can Scandinavian.
Jesus.
Yo, it's terrible how many of these I'm like familiar with. It's like dad memes. Like dads are just going on fucking Dad Chan and sharing these.
Dad, you should start Dad Chan.
Dad Chan,
it would
Dad
so
Reddit.
Pick up. It would be like pictures of like Pamela Anderson naked and shit from like Jenny McCarthy's Playboy shoot from like 1992.
It'd just be like pictures.
Oh God, it would have to be, because have you seen them bitches now? Oh.
Chachma bringing the hot takes.
Bringing the heat, Chacha.
It's like a horror movie. and not like the good type of horror.
They were in Scary Movie and turned it into a real horror movie.
I'd probably still smash.
Yeah, they're pretty sexy.
You got money, I guess, huh?
Yeah, one has Hep C, though.
Sometimes you got to pay the price.
Right. There's always a price to it, you know?
Hep C isn't an STD, anyway.
It can be.
Hepatitis is like a liver disorder, isn't it?
Hepatitis C is the one from, like, tattoo needles and shit.
Yeah, it affects, like, the liver.
Oh, I don't know. You can get it from banging and smashing her, I think.
No!
Okay.
I don't know how that works, but maybe.
From dad jokes to fucking Pamela Anderson. That's where it goes. What did the squirrel say to the nut he was chasing along on the ground?
I don't know. What did he say?
I'm a cashew.
Oh man, that was hilarious. Oh man, I could barely contain the laughter. These are great. Are they great? These are
great. This is going to be the worst segment we've ever done.
Working for me so far.
I think dad jokes are like the reason for like mass suicide.
Yeah, they really are. All right, these were three from like, they said it was from some comedian, but they're kind of like, they're not really dad jokes, are like, first one is, I plan on living forever. So far, so good.
It's off to a good start. It's off to a good start.
When I was a child, we had a sandbox. It was a quick sandbox. I was an only child. Eventually.
Oh man!
Wow.
Get it? It means like his siblings died. It's a death joke.
I get it. I appreciate the death joke.
It's about actually. Murdering your family
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, that's right along the lines of something that I would find funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Hunter walks into a bar, and he's dragging a dead giraffe with him.
shit.
And he just drags it into the bar, sits down, orders a drink. Bartender looks at him, says, hey, look, you can't leave that lion there. Says, it's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
I knew where it was going as soon as you said you can't leave that lion there. Oh, God, that's awesome. The other day, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me.
Mission accomplished.
Chachi, you don't have any dad jokes, Chachi?
No. I am a dad joke.
You're a walking dad joke.
Wow.
Do you use your right hand to stir your coffee?
I do. I'm right-handed, Jonas.
Well, I use my spoon.
The worst part is the smile on your face right before the punchline.
So excited, like ready to give it.
Like, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Like, oh, God.
Hey, guys, how does a rabbi make his coffee?
I don't know. I don't know. You don't know.
He brews it.
He brews it. Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Why is that, TNT?
Because they lack toes.
God. Everyone has turned this off already. This segment needs to be last because if not...
Oh, it's working. I think it's working. Somebody's laughing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure people are going to laugh. I mean, they're funny jokes, right?
Either they're skipping ahead or they're laughing.
Yeah, right? They're like, skip ahead. How do you spot...
But they're hating themselves for laughing. That's the problem.
Yeah, everyone's like they're like on their way home to commit suicide after they're done listening to the segment because they laughed at all the jokes. How do you spot the blind man at the nude beach?
I don't know.
This is pretty good.
Well, it isn't hard.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
I like that one.
That was all right.
That was a good one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You got me.
That was a good one. Why do you kind of the
table of dad jokes, though. Like, that one's like borderline.
Yeah, it's a little overzealous. Why do blind people hate skydiving?
I don't know. Why do
they... Because it scares the hell out of their dogs. Is that animal cruelty to take your dog skydiving with you?
I think that it's probably happened in the past.
Like a blind man like straps his dog to his chest and then he straps himself to another man. So it's like man, canine, parachute action.
What's the dog going to lead him to? The dog's not going to pull the chute for him.
You hook the chute in the dog's mouth, when he gets close enough, he yanks his back.
Service dogs have come a long way, Josh.
Yeah, they're almost like robotic friends.
Service dogs have come a long way.
Legit question. Would either of you guys ever go skydiving?
Ooh, Josh. I don't know.
Go ahead, because my answer is pretty definitive, Josh.
I am absolutely going to go skydiving.
You are absolutely out of your mind.
Wow.
Why would you go up in a plane to get to where you were literally 30 minutes ago?
It's all about the adrenaline, man.
What?
You want that fucking rush of like...
No.
Dude, if I go
I
up
want
in a plane...
To live.
If I go
want,
up in a
I'm
plane,
all about self-preservation.
Okay. Listen, okay. Here's how I think of it. If I go up in a plane and I jump out willingly and I have two parachutes and both don't open and I hit the ground, I was meant to die that day. If I wasn't going to die from the plane, I would have died in a car crash. I would have died from a murder.
No, people at your funeral are going to be like, what the fuck was he doing jumping out of a plane?
I'm sure they'd probably say that anyway.
You know, you weren't meant to die that day if you had stayed your ass on the couch.
TNT, will you come and record it for me? So you can
record your death?
Record me hitting the ground?
No!
Put that shit up on YouTube?
I don't want to see that shit.
Chachi. It sounds like writing the next Final Destination movie.
Right. Chachi, will you come record me jump out of a plane? So if I hit the ground, we can have it on tape?
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a short video.
It'd be like it'd be like that video you have of me when we were like two and I slipped Nerf I was like 8, and I slipped and hit my head on the concrete and the blackout. We've talked about that on the podcast.
That whole movie is great.
Yeah, I need to get that and record it with my phone and put it up on the blog. Like, again? Boom. Concussion.
Smack.
Anyways.
It explains a lot.
The sound. You just need to take the sound out of that.
That'll be like
just use that clunking sound.
That echoey thud of
everywhere.
Skull on blacktop of a grade school child.
Really explains a lot that you hit your head early on.
Oh, I hit my head a lot.
Yeah.
I hit in the face with a baseball once. We talked about that too.
I can tell.
Hey, man. That's why it's the crazy town. What do you call a psychic little person who escaped from jail?
Oh, my God. I've heard this one, too.
I don't know.
Small, medium, at large.
Small, medium, at large.
Oh, God.
That's like the most head-shaking one of all of them, I think.
What do you call a lady of the night who sells sex in exchange for lasagna?
Awesome.
A prostitute.
A prostitute.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Could you imagine being able to give lasagna for sex? Like, you just show up, you're like, hey, girl, I got a, she's like, oh, you got half a tray?
Look, I'd do anything for some ravioli.
Right.
I'll do anything for some ravioli. Routini? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that made with ricotta or cottage cheese? Because that makes a big difference to me.
Right. What's that, ground beef in there? Yeah. Licking your fingers. I'm sorry.
Here's my next one.
What do you got?
I've been told I'm condescending. That means I talk down to people.
Yeah.
That's the joke. Because I had to explain what condescending was to you. Get it? It's condescending.
Oh,
but
I
didn't get it at first. I had to read it like 3 times before I was like, oh, that's clever. No one's ever going to get that. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know. Aerodynamic, perhaps?
Because he never lands.
Like, that made me angry. That made me angry.
I saw you physically.
That made me angry.
I saw you physically shake. I
almost dove across this table.
The Peter Pan one crossed the line.
It did.
That's...
How does a cow introduce his girlfriend to his parents?
How's that?
He says, Mom and Dad, meet Patty.
I heard one just like that. It was how does a hamburger introduce his girlfriend to his mom and dad? Mom and Dad, meet Patty.
Oh, okay. Maybe I told it wrong, man.
Well, I'm sure they're the same.
They're awful. It doesn't matter.
They're all awful. They're all the same.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a good joke and bad joke timing?
I don't know.
Get it? That's the joke. It should say, what's the difference between a good joke and bad joke? Timing. That's another one. I just want to take this Sharpie and stab myself in the fucking head with it.
No, dude, that one took me a while. It took me a while.
I only got a few more. How many more you got, TNT?
Man, I don't know. It depends on what you say next, if I can bear telling another one.
Oh, God. Okay. Before you criticize someone, walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you're a mile away. God, I'm an idiot.
I want to have like some dynamic commentary, but I just can't stop shaking my head.
Some of them don't even deserve to be talked about.
What kind of art class does a coal miner take?
I don't know. What is it?
Minecraft.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Fucking shoot me. Just fucking end it.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
That was bad.
Oh my God. It's bad that like the words that I say make me one step closer to being suicidal. And I don't want to joke about suicide because it's a very serious problem. But fucking, like, I really just want to end it right now.
Wow. I have this one.
What do you got?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know, Jonas. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo, buddy?
One is really heavy. The other is a little lighter.
Oh, God. That's pretty good.
That's so bad.
That's pretty good.
It's terrible.
That is pretty.
What time did the man go to the dentist?
I don't know. What time did the man go to the dentist?
Dentist? He went at 2:30.
Joni, you're in rare form today there, Joni.
They're good shit.
Rare form.
They're in good shit, man. My wife told me I need to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
That's actually that was
I like that one too. Had me. You got another one?
No, not currently. I've exhausted my reservoir of terrible humor.
Have you?
Yeah.
Whenever the cashier at the grocery store asks my dad if he would like the milk in a bag, he replies, "No, I'll just leave it in the jug."
Oh, I've heard this one before.
Why do chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, they would be chicken sedans.
God.
Before too. What do you call counterfeit spaghetti?
Oh, God. What?
Exactly what you're thinking. It's an impasta.
Impasta. That's good shit, dude.
That's two pasta jokes.
I know, oh, right?
Yeah, I like the pasta jokes.
You like the pasta jokes?
Why did
Italian dad jokes.
Yeah, Italian dad jokes. Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water? Because he was a little horse.
Of course. Why not? Got a sore throat.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
No. No. This is the end. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Whenever we pass a graveyard, my dad says, "Do you know why I can't be buried there?" And we go, "Why not?" He says, "Because I'm not dead yet."
That's a good reason. That's a good reason.
Two peanuts are walking down the street. One was assaulted.
Terrible.
Oh, they're so good. I used to have a job at a calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple days off.
All right. You win.
Do I win?
Are you happy?
You win.
Oh, whenever I go to choir practice, my dad says, "Don't forget a bucket." I say, "Why, Dad?" He says, "To carry your tune, of course." Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
These are so good.
No.
These are really good.
No.
If anyone out there has even better jokes than these, reply.
Yes.
Send them in. CrazyTownPodcast@gmail.com, at the CrazyTownPod, at CrazyTownMedia. Fucking send them in.
Yeah, we can start doing a daily dad joke from listener submitted dad joke.
God. How long before our first suicide?
I can handle them short bursts.
Yeah, well, we're just rapid firing. Yeah. Like, this, how many minutes has this been going on? 22 minutes.
It's like if you're wiping your ass and you get a little shit on your finger, that's okay. You just wash it all. But right now, you've just taken a big shit in my hand. And you're just like smearing it in.
I got another one for you, too.
I bet.
How do you tell the difference between a frog and a horny toad? A frog says, "Ribbit, ribbit." A horny toad says, "Rub it, rub it."
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Chachi, make him stop.
Oh, I can't make him stop.
All right. I got one more.
All right. Last one.
All right. My friend said, "What rhymes with orange?" I replied, "No, it doesn't."
That's all right.
That's a good one.
All right. I figured I would end on that one. All right. So we've had a successful 23 minutes
Wow.
Of dad jokes.
Wow.
I don't know if successful is the correct word.
Chachi, I agree with you there. It happened. It was definitely 23 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel almost a little dumber now.
You feel like feel like you're less of a man now?
I feel like I need to go get educated. I don't know what I need to do, but I need to educate myself. I feel like I've sunk a little below my level right now.
He's going
to
go read an encyclopedia after this.
Yeah, just going to sit down and read the dictionary.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something.
What do you want to talk about?
What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport? Chach just blows raspberries at me.
I know, Chach. You don't have an Olympic winter sport that you like? I'm a big...
Figure skating guy. I was going to say. How did I know that? I just guessed.
How did you know I like skating?
It's the least masculine fucking sport there is.
Dude, you have a softer side to me.
I know. Fucking PC Dynamite comes out during the Olympics.
You don't like figure skating?
No, I respect figure skating, man. I like
snowboarding. You seem like an X Games guy.
I used to really like the X Games. I like bobsled. I think that's fucking cool. Like Cool Runnings, dude, really got me back in like 1992.
They got a bobsled team.
Yeah. What was the fucking one for the medal, run for the line, hurry up, it's bobsled time, and they would like fucking jump in and fucking. That was the guy who was in that movie. He was fucking, wasn't that Dougie Fresh?
I think
Dougie
so.
Fresh, yeah. He was in that movie.
Remember that song? Doug Fresh is coming. Say I Doug know. Fresh is coming.
I don't remember.
Doug Nobody Fresh is that. Coming all night long. All night long.
You're just going to keep going too, huh? Must be back in the dad joke segment.
That's what's hot in the streets.
Somehow we slip back into the dad
Chach,
joke.
Chach, do you have a favorite Olympic sport? For I would us, say, winter, not summer.
Yeah. I would say like snowboarding because I used to snowboard. So I like to, I enjoy watching.
Chachi,
what
you snowboarded?
Yeah, I snowboarded.
Did you do like any sick tricks? Were you like fucking Shaun White?
Yes, he was Shaun White.
No. I mean, I managed to not hit a tree. So I guess that's.
Oh, you didn't Sonny Bono?
I managed to not Sonny Bono. So I guess that's a trick in itself.
Oh, I believe you. So, rest in peace, Sonny B.
Rest in peace, Sonny B. I didn't say not to rest in peace. He just hit a tree, man.
I thought he died from that.
He did.
Oh.
Well, then rest in peace, Sonny B. What the fuck?
Death by tree. But
Eminem
he was seeing.
About,
he was snowboarding.
Hitting the tree.
I've never competed. I've never done any winter sports.
I've never skied. No,
I've never snowboarded.
Neither.
I've never.
No. I built like a half igloo one time.
Did you?
Does that count?
No. Winter construction.
Yeah, winter construction. One time, we shoveled my entire friend's yard into a pile, and then we hollowed it out, made an igloo. And so instead of like building it brick by brick, we just like, you know, went in there and hopefully it collapsed on us. And we,
yeah, I was poor once.
It was the same. It was the same friend that hit me in the leg with a dart. It was a completely unrelated incident.
Jeez. Taking hits to the head and darts to the knees.
I got shot with a BB gun one time for fun because it was a joke and it went bad.
Joked it.
It's a joke.
I go, hey, it'd be really funny if you shot the ground in front of me and I pretended that like you shot me in the leg. And he was like, okay. And he like shot and he really shot me in the fucking leg. That was like, and the best part was like, I was like, oh, dude, you shot me in the leg. And he was like, like he thought it was funny, but like, yeah, it was literally.
Was this friend? What was his first name?
Chris. I'll tell you off the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
you really?
Yeah.
I don't know. If there is an Olympic sport, the dart
friend was Tim, and the snow pile was Tim. The BB gun was Chris. But I won't give last names for anonymity.
Yes.
Something like a nominominity.
if there is an Olympic sport for staring at the snow in disapproval, I'd take the gold every
Would
day.
Would you?
Nobody could beat me.
What other fucking sports are there that are pretty cool?
The long ski jump is really awesome.
Yeah. The one where they come off the super high fucking...
Yeah, they're like fucking 30 stories in the air, just like
like fly through the air.
I like watching that in X Games. They do that too. They have like the big launch and they're in the, they fly in a skateboard like 70 feet.
That shit's pretty
cool. I like it when they fuck up and they fall and then they like they're just their body goes flying like a rag doll.
It's when everyone dies. It's like human the game flat out for Xbox. It's
sadistic fuck. I like it when people break their legs and never walk again. And have difficulty feeding their children at home. Good job, Chach. Yeah.
I like when the motorbike comes out from under them and lands on them on the ground.
Entertainment purpose.
The four-wheeler just flips over and gets them, maims them for life.
There's speed skating.
Oh, yeah, that's
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Brian Boitano. Yeah. What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now?
Is he a speed skater?
He's
a figure skater, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's a figure.
Yeah, who's the famous speed skater?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah, right?
Is there one? Is there a famous speed skater?
Curling.
Ooh.
Curling
is hot in the streets, dude. If I could play curling, if there was a curling league, I think I would try to like get in on that.
I can't ice skate, though.
You would curl?
Use flat shoes. You don't use ice skates.
You'd be down to curl?
Can you use a broom?
Yeah, which guy do you want to be? Do you want to be the broom guy? Do you want to be the guy that pushes it out there?
I want to be the guy that runs and slides on one knee and like gently lets it go. Yeah, gently lets the curl go.
I want to be the broom guy at the end. The guy.
Oh, it's like real, like you're real into it.
Like actually directs it with the real vigorous strokes.
Yeah, you get the real vigorous strokes out there. What is the actual thing called? It's not called a curl.
They call them stones, I think.
Oh, stone, that's right. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of funny because shuffleboard is basically curling not on ice.
It is. I mean, there's no broom involved.
The broom.
Yeah,
there's ice. No broom. Yeah, and ice and stones, I guess. Huh. Interesting.
We should create a hybrid game of shuffleboard and curling.
We should use people and add ice. You should throw a person on the ice, and then when they slide down, you hit them in the head with a broom.
Shuffle person.
Shuffle person. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, and just hit them with a broom to make them stop.
Yeah, so. All right, well, I think I'm going to end this segment now. Okay. We got a couple other surprise guests coming up on the one-year anniversary show of the podcast. So, Chachmeyer, I do want to thank you for stopping by and talking about dad jokes with us. We will definitely have you back on again for another episode later in the season. Maybe a little Are You Urban, something like that.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. And so is there anything you want to say, Chach, before we change into a different segment here?
No.
No? All right. A man of many words as always. Chachmeyer. All right. And we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Hey, this is Jeff.
And Cade.
And we are from the Super Peepee Time Podcast, and you are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast.
Old banana, you disgust me. Old banana, you're not right. Old banana, you are mushy, because you're no longer right. Old banana, turning spotted. Old banana, turning brown. Old banana, you are worthless. It's time to throw you out.
Or make banana bread.
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. We have two very special guests returning from earlier through this year of our podcast. The host of the Super Peepee Time Podcast, Jeff and Cade. Want to say hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going, Crazy Town people?
Thank you for coming back for the one-year anniversary of our podcast. Can you tell everybody where to find your show on the interwebs?
Yeah, I mean, we may be the only podcast that has PP in the title, but it's Super PP Time. It's on everything where you can get any podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, whatever. And we're at Super PP Time on Twitter. And
PP is two words.
PP is two words, much to Cade's chagrin. He wanted it to be one word. And
two E's, right? Two E's?
Yeah.
P's, four E's.
Two P's, four E's.
Two P's, four E's. That's it.
All right. Well, you guys made it back. We're still both all doing podcasts here a year later.
Yeah.
I wanted to get right into an article with you guys. Kind of resonating from where we talked at before. Have you ever heard of the story of Emily the cow?
I don't know if I know any cow's name. So no.
Yeah, what would my life be like if I knew about this cow?
Wait, which Emily? Emily McMaster or Emily Watson? Like which Emily the cow?
Yeah.
It was Emily Shoestring.
Oh, okay.
I do get bulletins on my phone about any cow doing anything other than just standing there.
Yeah. Where do you sign up for that mailing list? I want to get on that. I need that in my life. So there was this cow. She ended up being named Emily the cow. She, in 1995, this story comes from. She was loaded onto a trailer to be taken to the slaughterhouse. You know.
Oh, jeez.
The pinnacle of any cow's life, I guess.
Yeah. Proper place for a cow to be, asked,
right,
I suppose.
Right.
I feel like maybe they kind of got lazy when they were naming that place. Like, they could have named it anything nicer. Like, the slaughterhouse is just like, you're just not helping anybody. And it's like, yeah.
Well, you could go with abattoir.
I bet you a cow would feel way happier about going there.
Yeah.
Like they're going to France or something.
Yeah, like going to sounds like a spa, maybe. Yeah,
that's like the classic bait and switch, though, at that point.
Right. Yeah.
We could call
don't need to be. We don't need to be that cunning to outwit a cow.
Slice me up palace. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for that.
The total destruction building.
You're like, ooh, that sounds nice. That's a summer home.
The genocide factory. The
genocide factory.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Blood gutters are us.
Okay. Yeah. I like where this is going.
It's going pretty good. So anyway, she goes to the blood gutters are us.
Mm-hmm.
She's there. Mm-hmm. And they got them all lined up in like the slaughter line trough or whatever the hell they got them. It's like in the little cages where they're about to take them into the factory. Mm. So, Miss Emily was the next cow in line when the workers broke for lunch. How would you like that? Like, you're like,
oh, God.
Like,
yeah,
all
you got yourself right in there. Like, we'll get with you in just a minute. But
right. You see, like, hey, where did Sean just go? Oh, that's weird. Oh, what's all those screams? That's kind of weird. And they're like, we'll be back for you in a bit, Emily. Like, oh. So she was the next one in line. It said she was a 1,600-pound cow. Somehow she managed to jump a 5-foot fence and bolted for freedom away from the slaughterhouse.
She said,
5-foot fence, a cow?
You know,
she'd been doing squats.
She mooed fuck this as she did it.
Right. She climbed up over another one. He was like, listen, you lay down, I'll climb over you, and then I'll come back and get you. Yeah. And he's like, see you later, fuckers.
As later, like, yeah.
As he's running away.
This is like a superhero cow. Like this cow should be on TV doing this, like jumping away from things. I mean,
yeah,
like equestrian for bovine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. Having like you could have like a little like jockey guy riding the horse, like jumping over like troughs of fire, just in case, like make it good if it misses.
Totally, like a cowboy with a milk mustache.
He needs the milk mustache because that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Wait a minute. What would you call him though? You can't call him a cowboy.
He would be.
Now this is. We should have thought this through.
He'd be a horse boy.
A horse boy.
Why aren't they horse boys? No, that's to begin with?
That's in gay porn.
Okay.
Oh God. Yeah, my mistake. So the workers actually tried to catch this cow when it ran off, and they couldn't catch it. There was two quotes from the workers they had in this article. It said, it was the quickest cow they've ever seen. That's my first question. How many fucking cows do they see, like, running? Like, how many quick cows?
I imagine you're in the industry of slaughtering cows, you probably see one or two.
A lot
run.
When you're trying to kill them, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess that's
true. That also sounds like the kind of thing you say about something when you really fucked up really badly. And you're like, no, you don't understand. This was like an Olympic cow. There was no way I could do anything, man.
It's like Usain Bolt of cows.
Yeah, he was here. Yeah. I don't know how. The other
should have seen this thing.
The other quote is they swore it must have been a reindeer in a cow costume.
Mm.
I don't know how if reindeers are that much faster than cows, but
yeah, I don't know why you would even think anything like that. Like, why would you leap to reindeer? Like, was it around Christmas time and they were just feeling festive?
Yeah, he had to throw something out there. He's like, it was so fast, it was a reindeer. Like cheetah wouldn't work.
Well,
I mean, I confuse cows and reindeers constantly.
Yeah, unless Emily was hopping rooftop to rooftop.
She jumped the fence. It was like from car to car, tractor to tractor through the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go gazelle or something like that. Maybe not reindeer.
Well, you know, I'm sure the guys that work in the slaughterhouse may not be the most close to a rogue scholar, a rogue scholar there is.
Maybe not.
But, yeah, that's probably they probably don't have a real SAT requirement to be blasting a cow's brains out.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. It's probably true. So this cow was on the run for weeks. It ended up, the cops had tried to wrangle it numerous times and failed. Like, so they brought out the SWAT team to get this fucking cow, still couldn't do it.
It had started a religion in Montana. It had followers.
Right.
They've been stockpiling guns. The FBI had a standoff with it.
Opened an Allstate agent in California.
Yeah, it was the David Koresh of cows. Yeah,
I'm really getting into this. Yeah. They should make a made-for-TV movie about this cow. I'm convinced.
They should. So after a while, the cops decided they would just order for it to be shot on site. So, like, they just got extreme with it. They're like, this fucking cow is fucking making us look like fools. Shoot that motherfucker if you see it.
I guess.
Well, now, wait a minute. You act like they were pushed to that. They were going to kill him before he did anything.
I guess that's true. It doesn't sound so extreme.
Hey, push this gun to shove. We're going to kill this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was already. Yeah, it's like, if we have to kill it, okay. But otherwise, we're definitely going to kill it.
Whether it's in the slice it up factory or just shooting it on the street. Yeah. Either way.
It's coming right for us.
It's coming for us. So.
Shoot to kill, guys. Shoot to kill.
Yeah.
Sarge, they were going to cut the thing's throat 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. I guess that's all right then. Yeah. So I guess it made front page news in this Middlesex County, wherever this is. I didn't see. We'll say it's from Florida because everything fucked up happens.
Yeah,
it was
probably Florida.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how exciting of a place is if a missing cow is front page news where you live?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand how a cow can be at large for multiple weeks. Like, maybe this cow was that fast. Maybe this cow was so fast. Yeah.
Weeks. Like, where did he find enough food to eat for all these weeks?
I mean, they eat grass.
That's true.
There's plenty of that outside.
He just filled in that blank. If you can eat anything wherever you are, then you're okay.
Yeah, I guess a cow is uniquely, built to survive for weeks just walking around eating the ground.
Yeah, is a perfect fugitive. He doesn't have to, like, get a part-time job to get a chili dog. You just walk over and start eating what's on the ground.
Man, what a lucky guy. So
I like to picture Emily, like, in a truck stop bathroom, like, changing her hair color. And
she's like a green and black-spotted cow instead.
I just picture the Far Side cow, you know, with the fedora and the coat, you know, with the collar turned up.
Like trying to buy a pack of smokes at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Hiding from the cameras.
Yeah. So, if you picked up a smoking habit, then you would have to get a job. You can't just, eat grass, drink from the river, you know.
Well, maybe if you found tobacco plants, he could just eat those and it would, like, suffice them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
He, like, takes his hooves, he dries them out, rolls up his own cigarettes. He's like, I don't know. You never know what Emily's capable of. You never know.
That's true. She's got crazy skills. Maybe she hit out because she's got, like, chameleon powers, too. I mean, you never know with this cow.
Right. You never know what she's capable of.
I think you know.
These guys are just dumbasses.
I was going to say, I think you never know with this sheriff's department. I don't think this is pointing to the world's most spy-like cow. I think it's pointing to the world's most hillbilly sheriff's department.
Yes, it's probably a good good idea.
But that's one thing that those guys can do is just shoot something. I mean,
they're proficient in that.
Yeah, they can definitely just
shoot it. Hell yeah!
Yeah, well, I can shoot.
I mean, if you have a delicate hostage situation, maybe not. But if, like, the orders are, hey, find something, shoot it with a gun.
Yeah.
I think they can handle that.
Yeah, like, let's just drive around and start shooting stuff until one of those things is that cow.
Sorry, Sarge.
We got the mailbox,
right,
Sarge.
Yeah.
Is this your cow?
They started actually having sightings of Emily. Like, it was like, I couldn't imagine if this would be during the internet time, because this was like 95, so it was like the beginning of the internet. So they had sightings. It says,
because a lot of those people didn't realize that there's more than one cow.
Right.
They had a lot of sightings.
There's like, there. Emily has duplicated. And also, there's 30 Emilys in a field down the street. I don't know what's going to happen.
Shoot them all.
Yeah, also, I don't know if you call that a sighting. I think it's just, I saw a cow. Right.
That's probably pretty accurate. Yeah. One part of the article did say it started showing up at different places and showed up at the Boston Marathon. I think that's kind of erroneous, but we'll roll with it. Let's say she walked from Florida to Boston and then came back to Florida.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to test out her natural ability of running really fast. So she's like, damn it, I gotta hit the big time.
She's like, I bet I can win this Boston Marathon. I'm just going to sneak in.
Yeah. She's like, I need to work on my distance. I'm good at sprinting.
Mm-hmm. I applaud her for trying to get in shape, honestly.
Yeah, right. She had a big regimen.
Good for her.
So finally, a lady named Meg Randa heard about this story. So she contacts the slaughterhouse and gets the slaughterhouse to sell her the cow for $1, like before they found the cow. So she became owner of the cow. So that way, no one could kill her anymore. Because now she's the owner. It's not the slaughterhouse's call. So they
now, you think the lady is like just really has a soft heart, but she's just really hungry.
Yeah, she's like, look at all that meat I got for $1. What a deal!
I kind of don't understand why they even made this deal. Like, it almost is like, just if you can't find it, then you just can't find it. Like,
we don't need to do any of this.
Like, we don't need to. There doesn't need to be a receipt and a bill of sale or anything. We just can't find this cow.
Yeah, Emily made it into Mexico. We can forget it all this. You know?
So they formed a search party and they found her. Ironically enough, she was missing for 40 days and 40 nights.
Get the fuck
out. And they found her on Christmas Eve.
Sounds biblical.
Yeah.
It's like an omen of religion coming together full
circle. So should we start worshiping the cow now?
Well,
start.
I've been
doing it since 95, man.
No, I didn't realize.
So they found this cow. She ended up getting a write-up in People magazine. She was a bridesmaid in 2 weddings.
Sure, of course.
And she became a spokes cow for several animal rights organizations.
A spokes cow.
Yes, yes.
This is from the 90s. She,
I'm mad that you coined that term.
I didn't coin it. The article did.
She married into the British royal family.
Right. Right. They have one of those hats with like all the feathers and fucking flowers and shit on it.
She now has a newsletter for holistic health kind of stuff.
By the way, if you're in a search party looking for a cow, do not put that on your resume.
that may not look good. That may dissuade future employers from.
Definitely could.
Or let's just say, if you're in a search party before that one that let it go for 40 days and 40 nights, definitely don't put that on a resume.
So, and then we do have some sad news. Emily did die of bovine leukemia in 2003.
Oh, of course.
This was a long time ago.
You could have just said leukemia. We knew what kind it would have to be. I mean,
that's true.
She died of feline leukemia. Somehow.
But she can do anything, though. Emily could die of something really that isn't even in her species.
That isn't even for her. Yeah.
She thinks outside the box.
Yeah. Well, that was she. Maybe she died of reindeer leukemia.
She died of human gonorrhea. Somehow that happened.
I was going to say, in that town, that I believe. Actually.
Yeah,
and then 3 days later, the boulder was moved from her grave, and there was nobody to be found.
Oh, they dug up her. So one final way they will remember Emily forever, the owners made a giant bronze statue of her, which sits on her property.
A bronze statue?
Yeah, like the Jordan of cows.
Yeah, bet she was wishing it was like a Cocker Spaniel at that point. She's like, man, there's a lot of bronze that goes in it. These cows are huge.
Yeah, 1,600 pounds of bronze. That's a lot. Yeah. It cost me a lot of money. So, guys, actually, real quick, I have some callers calling into the show. It looks like Frank and Terry. Are you guys still listening to the Crazy Town podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Frank and Terry?
Yeah.
They're cows, right?
Yeah, they're cows. They called in on the episode.
What do you mean? What do you mean, are we still listening to the show? I mean, are you saying because we're cows, we just can't possibly remember to listen to one podcast? Yeah, you know, we had this problem with you last time, Jonas. You think very narrow when it comes to people of moose, which is what I'm so. Yeah, people of milk.
Well, if you remember, I was a cowcist before, and you guys turned me into a cower by the end of the episode. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You've made some steps forward, but I think we still have a way to go.
Have you guys didn't meet TNT Dynamite last time. He wasn't on the show. He's the co-host.
No, we didn't, but we've been sort of sensing some stuff. There's some tool belt vibrations we've sensed.
Yes, I just like I just like to say to you in your own language, mrr, mrr.
No, wait a minute. No. My mother is a saint. That is really not cool, man.
I'm sorry. I've been working on it. Maybe I was a little off in my cadence.
Yeah, check your translation before you say something like that.
So, were you guys calling in because of Emily, or did you happen to know Emily?
Of course, yeah. We all know her. Yeah. Look, there's a cow message board that we sort of subscribe to, and anytime a cow does something interesting, it gets posted on. It does not get posted on a lot.
How many 10-20 posts in the last 30 years?
It really doesn't come up that often, but every once in a while you get an alert. And you're like, oh yeah, I was signed up for that. Yeah. Right?
She's literally the Harriet Tubman of the cows.
she was the Harriet.
I'm allowed to make that joke.
Yeah. We call it a clover alert, and boy, when she was active, man, it lit up like a Christmas tree for a few weeks there. Yeah, everybody was so excited. It was like this is like the OJ trial of cows.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It just was, it was just a thing where it was on every cow's mind along with, grass and milk.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, what people don't realize about Emily is, you know, how like the spitting cobra of Africa, well, she would, you know, sort of rear up on one leg and squirt from her udder in the sheriff's eye from like, you know, from like 30 feet. It was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, so that's why it took him 40 days to get her, because she was constantly blinding them with her cow or milk. Hmm.
That's interesting.
I actually, there was some talk about why she had to rear up on only one foot of her four to do it. But that's just the way she did it. That's what Emily was like. Yeah. You know, she reared up on one foot, and she actually rotated it just to keep herself in the best shape possible. Reared up on different feet each time.
Oh, every time it was a different foot. Oh, I got
true, it. A true hero, a visionary. She was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Frank and Terry, I have a bone to pick with you guys. I actually do. I just thought of this. Last time you were on the show.
We prefer you not use that expression. Just that feels a little close to home. Yeah, that's.
All right. I'm upset with you guys. How about that?
Thank
I just wanted
you.
To make it a little less.
And try to avoid axe to grind too, please. Yeah.
Okay. Last time you were on, you promised me one of your hats, and I have not received it. You told me it was 2.5 foot tall and 3 inches wide, and it had attached to a headband that said "crying is the best tool." It had a broomstick on it and delivered by a green and gray poltergeist with the faucet that pumped pure estrogen. I have not received this hat yet. And my other question is, what does the headband say now?
That's on you, Frank. You said that you were going to take the lead on
I'm
that.
I'm going to let you know right now is that he still to this day talks about that hat.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take that one on the chin. That was me. What happened was, the cow community lost its arrangement with FedEx, and, so I just was unable to just, and I just, you know, what happens, the holidays come and they go and you just forget, but we have also, go ahead, buddy. Well, I was just going to say, we only make one of these hats a month because it actually, it takes one filthy soup thought to make each a hat. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, buddy, we just got an order from Germany because this is the kind of thing they're really into. So we're going to have to really start putting these out fast. Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
You guys are going to have a lot more soup thoughts in order to get these things put out quicker.
I think we can do it. I don't normally think about soup as much as I would like to anyway. I think about it actually more than I would like to.
Well, if you guys put it together, that'd be the perfect amount, you know?
Well, but another step in the manufacturing of these hats is that you have to sneak up on a towel investment agent and really give them a good scare.
So you only... And I know those towel investment agents are pretty hard to come by nowadays. It's a declining market.
Well, they hide. Yeah. They're very paranoid. They're hard to sneak up on is the point. They're very paranoid because they're afraid, like with Bitcoin and all of these things, you know, that people are no longer investing in towels the way they were. They're afraid they're going to lose what they even have. That's true. They are. I mean, who would do that in the first place, really?
I don't think you're getting this hat, man. It's like dealing with Big Baller Brand, dealing with these guys. You'll get your hat in 12 to 24 months.
I don't know, guys. I'm pretty disappointed. You know, I'm glad you called back in because I didn't have a way to contact you. And I don't want to have a bitter taste about Frank and Terry in my mouth, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. Please. Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, well, you think we don't hear that, but we do. And it... Well, you know what? I think that Jonas is right. I think I was going to say he has a beef with us, but I'm not going to say that either. I think we should send him, one of our little consolation gifts that we send people if we, drop the ball.
I'm all right with that. What is that?
We have a few, right? We have a couple we can choose from. Right, yeah, the one I'm thinking of is the ceramic token. That you can use anywhere. You can use it on like a pinball machine. You can use it on the XXX booths in New York.
That's literally anywhere.
Yeah, if you travel back to 1971, you can do that.
Well, good thing I was just in 71 last week, so it works out great.
We can also offer you a monogrammed automatic toe.
Oh,
okay. It will do all the things that a toe does automatically. Yeah. You don't even have to wind it. It'll just keep doing toe stuff for the life of the product. Yeah, we can offer you that. Yeah. And how flamingos are pink, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we want to send you a mechanical cheese wicker upper. Oh. Because they sleep so deeply, especially in the wintertime.
I always have a problem with my cheese being asleep, so...
What does that have to do with the flamingos being pink, though?
What doesn't it have to do with it? Yeah, you'll figure it out in a minute. Just give yourself a minute.
So we get the automatic toe, the cheese waker upper, and figure out why flamingos are pink,
the
ceramic token that we can use literally anywhere.
Anywhere.
In time. That's right.
So is it a time-traveling token? Does that help me time travel?
No, you take it with you.
Not really. Not no. You have to do that part on your own. That's kind of on you, but you'll have the token, so that's nice. We can offer you an empty acorn.
Well, that'll work. That'll help me get back in time.
Absolutely nothing inside it at all. I think anyone would feel better like getting that as a consolation prize. I think that will turn any frown upside down. Yeah,
my frown is officially turned upside down. And am I still going to get the hat? It just may be 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, I mean, the hat has evolved a little over time. I mean, we've tried out a couple of different slogans on the hat band, and it's evolving. I mean, one of them has fornication is an ugly event planner loving you.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's pretty hot on the streets right now. Right,
yeah,
right.
The printing really killed us on that one. The screen print on that one just wraps all the way around. Ooh. And then around again and again. Yeah, it was impractical, but they're collector's items now. Yeah, and also we loved we put this on it on some of them. It's sort of one of those sayings you heard a lot in the 90s. It says, "Scraping your grandpa is affordable."
Yes. It really is.
Very catchy.
Yes. Especially in the States.
Grandpa scraping has gone way up in cost. Yeah, yeah. It's not even affordable anymore.
Yeah, that's why the millennials are so upset. You know, the world we've left them makes it so much harder to scrape grandfathers.
Millennials ruin grandfather scraping.
Just add it to the list, everything else they've ruined. Jeez. So, but last time you were on, I remember you saying you had a degree in crossing bridges. Has that opened up any more doors for you over the last few months since we talked to you last?
You'd be surprised how few doors we come across at all. Yeah, when you say door, do you mean just like sort of a little natural indentation in the earth?
I was talking about like, proverbial doors.
Oh, yeah. We definitely come across a lot of proverbial doors. Yeah, we have a lot of proverbial I have a lot of proverbial iced tea at my house.
Proverbial iced tea.
I have a figurative hat invasion kit.
Hat. That's a good place to start.
Figurative hat.
Yeah, we talked about transitional hats on the podcast before.
Did we talk about transitional hats?
Yeah, it was when Schatzmeier, he has a transitional hat when he changes his clothes after work. Yeah. He calls it a transitional hat. So I was just wondering if you guys have any of those.
Yeah, so he's never really naked, right?
Yeah. You take one of the work hat off and you put on the transitional hat.
Can't be hatless even for a moment.
Right.
I think they were like that back in the 40s. It's like, really? A hat? Now, too? Like, you're getting married to a narwhal. You have to wear a hat? Here you are in the shower while being shot at, and you're just wearing your fedora, which is a really bad action movie, by the way. It's a terrible action film, because it's just sort of standing there, but, yeah.
I got shot at in the shower? Yeah, that action movie is terrible. I've seen it a couple times. What anything new on the farm? Anything coming your way? Any big plans?
I think you can answer that yourself, Jonas.
I was just trying to be nice. I know. You guys have nothing going on.
I'm just being polite. He knows. Yeah, he gets it. I mean, I don't know if this to answer your question. There was a bee. You mean last Thursday, right? Just flew right by. Just really, really slow and buzzy. Yeah, it flew right by, but for a minute it looked like it might stop.
I'm glad you guys are okay.
It opened up an MMA fight studio.
A bee fight studio? Wow.
No stings. Yeah. No stings allowed. Yeah, no stinging. Absolutely not. Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's like the nut shot of the bee community, the stingers.
Right. Regulation. They'll start the fight right there. But they do have six knees, so you know that can really make go.
That's
true.
Yeah. Last time you were on, you discussed that you plan your surprises ahead of time, and I questioned how that's actually a surprise. How's that coming along?
Oh, of course, it's perfect. We have to do that because otherwise, how are we going to be sure we'll be surprised? The cow's nervous system, you gotta understand, is really different from yours. An actual surprise will kill us instantly. We stand around chewing food that we already chewed. That's the most exciting thing that ever happens. So we can't even eat food the first time. We have to eat it. We have to eat it again later first.
That makes sense. So it's like you plan the surprise so you can not die, and then you forget, so then it's still a surprise, but not a surprise.
That's it. A lot of things that we do involve planning ways to not die, and that is an important one. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times there isn't a whole lot we can do about it. Like, there's an electrical storm. Let's take shelter. Yeah, where? Yeah. You know, we're just out here. So we're just sort of wandering around. Now we're just wandering around, and it's lightning hitting us. And if there was, like, you know, a brush fire or something, we would just wander a little bit faster, not a lot faster.
So you don't have the skills of Emily. You can't outrun slaughterhouse employees. I'm sorry, slice it up. factory.
I really, really wish you wouldn't call it that. The slaughterhouse. That is, it's just insult to injury. I mean, like, you don't call your restrooms, you know, the shit pot area of your house, you know. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to turn this around. I'm just going to call you a non-milk squirter.
That's the worst thing I've ever been called. Yourself. I'm very offended.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you did this to yourself. Though. You turned this corner, so you just made me go there.
All right. Well, Frank and Terry, you know what? I think I've had enough of your rusing and discreditations and shenanigans. Yeah. I think I'm gonna let you guys go on the 1 year anniversary. You're bringing down the vibe of the show, if you know what I mean.
Well, look, happy anniversary, but you are a cow racist still.
You know, it's time to give Frank and Terry the axe, if you know what I'm saying.
I've got my Cow Lives Matter.
I get it.
TNT is wearing a Cow Lives Matter hat right now, though, so.
Well, at least someone from your organization is moving forward as they should. And I think you need to take a hard look at yourself, Jonas.
I think I'll reflect as soon as this episode's over and question every decision I've made in my life.
Happy anniversary, guys. Happy anniversary.
All right, keep listening, guys.
Will do.
All right, Jeff and Cade. You guys are awful quiet every time the cows call in. I don't get it.
No, we never get quiet when other characters show up, and that's offensive. We're always very present whenever.
We were totally active in that conversation.
Yeah, we were. You know what happened? We had a technical problem. We were talking the whole time. The audio didn't get through.
Oh, I thought maybe you were in such awe about talking cows, you just couldn't speak.
That was it.
That's a part of it. Yeah.
We were totally active and we're in such awe we couldn't speak.
You're stunned in silence, and also we had a technical issue.
Yeah. All right. That's fair enough.
We spend a lot of time on our podcast asking if the character is there, like that's supposed to be talking to the new character.
Yeah. Like if more than two characters are talking, then one of them kind of gets very quiet for a little while. Yeah. And then we're like, you still here? Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. All right, well, I think we're about to wrap this segment up, guys. I do appreciate you taking the time to come back once again on our 1 year anniversary show.
Oh, happy to do it. Happy to do it. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, you guys, we listen to you guys, and there's a lot of podcasts out there, and we listen to you guys because you guys are funny. You guys are damn funny. Keep it up.
All right, well, thank you. I really appreciate that for sure. So do you want to tell everybody where they can find you guys again one more time and before we let you go?
Once again, Super PP Time on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook, and then just the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Super PP Time.
We're on SoundCloud and Stitcher, right?
And iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, all the stuff. Anywhere where you might get it, that's where we are.
Oh, and it's 4 E's, 2 P's, Super PP Time.
And we're in our third year, and we're just gonna keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you've never listened to Super Pee Pee Time, it is some improv comedy. It is top notch shit, man. It's hilarious. So if you guys have never listened to it, you got to check it out. So we will be right back on the 1 year anniversary episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. And we are back to wrap everything up on the 1 year anniversary edition of the Crazy Town Podcast. TNT, you won.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was there ever any doubt?
I mean, you're now still the RU Urban Champion, only one loss ever.
I maintained my belt.
You did have the belt. We need to get a real belt made.
I don't want a belt.
You can wear it around town.
I do not want a
Shit.
Belt.
That'd be great.
No, thank you.
We talked to Chachmeyer about dad jokes.
I miss that guy.
Those were fucking funny, too. Like, as stupid as they were, they made me chuckle.
They were funny.
Fucking the Super PP Time guys came on.
Yeah, nice
talked
guys.
To cows.
Nice guys.
Yeah, you got to meet them for the first time. Yeah. Fucking Frank and Terry called in.
Yeah, and that was the first time I've met them.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh,
what a surprise.
I wish we could have got the Beardy guys for this, but we'll have a special episode. Shout out to the Beardy 5 podcast.
Yeah, you Papa guys bless.
Awesome. So, do you want to. The gaming channel. Everything will be started by February 1st, probably. Be right around there. We'll get everything posted. start promoting the shit out of that. So if you want to watch Let's Play videos, basically mini podcast episodes, right? Like kind of with a game to watch over top of it.
Yeah. We're just going to do some one-offs, play some games. We don't really have a set game that we're going to stick to, but we're going to start out with something nice and spicy.
Very less regulated, structured, very more just kind of whatever, fucking.
I think most
people, I think more know what a YouTube video come is. Through.
Yeah.
Like our personality doesn't come through on this shit.
They know what a YouTube video
they
is.
They do. So, yeah, they do. Know. So, but everyone, thank you so much for listening. TNT Dynamite, do you want to pimp anything? I mean, your Twitter?
Yeah, man. I'm going to talk about my YouTube channel as well.
don't mind ours. Talk about yours.
I have one as well. So you can get there to TNT Dynamite YouTube, and then you can find Crazy Town Media YouTube under mine as well. But, you know. I'm also on the Twitter, twitter.com/dynamite. .org.us.
I think you have like 21 followers now.
Do I?
I think so, dude.
Oh, shit.
I need to teach you how to use Twitter.
I'm basically, Tim Couch. I'm
Tim. You're Tim. You're Jim Tim Couch.
Jim Tim Couch.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know his name was Jim Tim.
Me and him are like.
Is he on Twitter? Is he alive?
He's as alive as I am standing before you here today. So.
All right. Fair enough.
And
I
as
guess.
Popular as me so, almost.
Follow us at the Crazy Town Pod. That's for the podcast. At Crazy Town Media. That'll be mainly the gaming channel stuff, and we'll throw some podcast stuff in as well. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on YouTube. All of that. We would appreciate anything. Tell us how much you hate the show. But that is it for the one-year anniversary. Hopefully, we're still around for a second-year anniversary. And for Jonas and for TNT Dynamite, we are out.